Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, back on the air. Glad you're with us wherever you're tuned in this afternoon. Welcome aboard. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob, Dima, Kelly, we're all together again. And we're glad you're with us today. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Proud supporters of Southern Miss Athletics, and we're happy to say proud supporters of our program. Great place to take your family for dinner. Great place to cater your next event. Jay Ladner, head basketball coach, Southern Miss, going to be joining us later. Basketball practice officially underway. We'll hear what the coach has to say about his new roster. First, though, we want to visit with our friend Andrew Abity, a local sports writer, and does a great job covering Southern Miss athletics. And, Andrew, we'll get to basketball in a minute. I thought you had a really good piece yesterday about the new basketball team, but first, I want to touch on football. I know that you and Dima do a really great job of covering the football program virtually every day. And we haven't had a chance to talk to you since Saturday. But in the big scheme of things, Andrew, how damaging was the Jacksonville State loss to the season?
I think it's safe to say panic button pushed. In terms of the season, I mean, yeah, you still got conference play. You got 2 weeks to turn things around. But, man, it just feels like, you know, it was a definite regression compared to the last few weeks, really last season. But, you know, if we're looking at the season as a whole in terms of takeaways and things like that, I think the really scary thing right now is all three of their quarterbacks are banged up. And, you know, if you're trying to turn things around for next week, that's not something that'll put you on the path to do that.
No. Andrew, can you put your finger on where the disconnect seems to be?
I'm sure if I could, I'd be paid way more money. for me, it's hard to say. You know, you go to Tuesday's practice, and I'd like to think, you know, morale still seemed kind of high for the players. Whereas in the past, last year, it felt a little more dead towards the end of the season. But you know what? I really can't. I think the bottom line is you know, you've seen a kind of a consistent regression with this team right now. Jack State better than what their record says, but, you know, for the way things fell apart for them, it's just, you know, to me, it looked like a team that just wasn't mentally tough enough to really handle the shots that they had to take early on. It seemed like they just crumbled really early and could never mentally recover, especially when they fumble on the 1 yard line when John White has to come in. But it's a lot of things that went wrong. And, you know, I think the bottom line is they have to play mentally tougher. And, you know, I think the other part of it is you need your quarterbacks to be all healthy, which doesn't seem like is going to be the case. It's a lot of things.
In the beginning of the season, we talked about how that Jacksonville State loss or the Jacksonville State game and the South Florida game was going to kind of shape the direction of the season. And now that Southern Miss is on the losing end of both of those in pretty blowout fashion, it feels like, not even to mention what happened in the first two games, the season is now very much shaped. There's now very much an aura around the season that's very low. They get a week off this week before they play Louisiana. It feels like the Louisiana game, if they're not competitive in that game, you're going to start seeing attendance drop even more significant than I think next week's going to be. And the team itself, I mean, I guess my question is, what do you see in the future for the rest of the season? Because you still have 8 games to play.
Yeah, well, I think you have to look at it like this. You know, there was a lot of chatter if Will Hall would be the coach heading into this week. Over the weekend, from what I heard, there was the possibility was on the table. Obviously, he's still there, and I do think, you know, give the guy a conference game. He does deserve that. But let's look at it like this. If, you know, in Will Hall's tenure, he has religiously beaten UL and ULM. And, you know, UL has been a respectable team. ULM is better than what they've been and kind of low-key competitive. Nobody's really talking about it. But, you know, if you have the same result with Jacksonville State that you have against the two teams that you've been able to beat over the last two, three-ish years, you know, it's hard to not say what the writing on the wall is with, you know, having to make a coaching change midseason, which, you know, I know Jeremy McClain doesn't want to do because financially it wouldn't make sense for him to do at this point, especially knowing you got to pay a coach in the future and a future staff and all those things. But gosh, I mean, if you lose those two games on blowout, I mean, you're really looking at some anarchy within the program.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Andrew, is to go back to a point that you made a little while ago about the quarterbacks and the health of the quarterbacks. This seems to be a reoccurring theme every year, particularly at the quarterback position. And I don't think it's just necessarily serendipitous of other teams that other teams don't seem to have the number of injuries that Southern Miss seems to have every year. I wonder what, you know, that's just another problem that Will Hall and his staff are having to deal with is – guys being injured, and is there a way, are there better ways to get your guys conditioned or trained to try to prevent more of these injuries?
Yeah, you know, that's another good question that if I had the answer to it, I would be making way more money than I do. you know, truth be told, it's hard to say. I mean, some of that's just bad luck, but, you know, we have said this is the most talented quarterback room that they've had in Hall's tenure, and I still believe that. But, you know, what difference does it make if they're all hurt? Now, I do think John White and Tate Rodemaker should be ready to go for, you would hope, be ready to go for next, not this Saturday, the following Saturday. I mean, Rodemaker was still practicing. John White didn't practice on Tuesday. Ethan Crawford wasn't even dressed out on Tuesday. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a good spot to be in, especially when, you know, Will Hall's thing when he was hired here was he was the quarterback guy, he was the offensive-minded guy, and that has just not panned out since he's been here.
And what I worry about, too, is you're starting to sense an edge with the players, the coaches, the fans. Everybody's kind of on edge, and it's starting to unravel. And that is not, you know, you're either going forward or you're going backward. And with the unraveling and temper starting to flare maybe a little bit in different avenues, it's just a really – this would be a Herculean effort to get this thing turned around. You not only have to be competitive, you have to win, as Luke Johnson was talking about yesterday. So this is has to be a big turnaround very, very quickly, and it would be really something if it were to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I mean, we all want the Eagles to succeed. We all succeed when that happens, but this is going to be tough the rest of the way.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty on the money. And, you know, here's the thing. Like, you know, we all will say this, Will Hall is a great guy, and it would be an awesome story if a Mississippi guy could take a predominantly Mississippi team and start winning again with a proud Mississippi program. But, yeah, I mean, you're on the money. I mean, tensions are high right now, I think, for everybody in the room. And now with the transfer portal, everything's on a one-year contract. You know, all these kids could be gone, even your talented players, and jump ship. I mean, I wrote this before the season, Will Hall getting fired would be the worst thing for this program from really a financial standpoint of trying to having to replace him. It's probably going to set you behind with the collective. It's going to set you behind in NIL. It's going to set you behind in a lot of ways. And Jeremy McClain has painstakingly try to get this budget in the green, which he has been able to do, and bring some sort of stability to a athletics department that desperately needed it. And if Will can't get it done, it's really gonna set them back.
Hey, real quick, only a minute left in this segment, Andrew. We're gonna hold you over if you got time to talk about basketball. But with situations like this develop, does it make the job harder for a guy like you that covers the program every day?
Yeah, you know, it's not fun covering a struggling program, but you know, you start to walk the line, I guess, of knowing when to you actually have to say something, and you know, you have to sit back and watch, and some things are a little more calculated, and you know, you got to watch what you say in a sense of, I got to say what's right, but at the same time, I got to be able to work every day and be there every day, which, not many of the media that cover Southern Miss exactly do. You know, Dima and I and WDAM and a few other guys are there every day, but not everybody has that burden, if that makes sense.
Right. All right, we're going to talk to Andrew about basketball other side of the break. I guess I should ask you up front. You can stick around, right, Andrew?
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, Andrew Rabbity, everybody. We'll be right back. Super Talk Eagle Hour rolls along.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of our program. Great people down there, Miss Kathleen, of course. Great selection of Southern Miss apparel, and the place to go if you got a Golden Eagle on your holiday shopping list. I don't know how you couldn't even not go by the Campus Bookmart if you got Golden Eagle fans in your family. Campus Bookmart, Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Want to thank Mo Bay Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. And want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Andrew Rabbity's on the show with us today. Andrew, great piece you put out yesterday about basketball, and with the two highly touted point guards on the team that suffered through a lot of injuries last year, boy, if you could keep those two guys healthy all year, it adds a real dynamic piece to the basketball program. Is that not correct?
Yeah, I think that's very safe to say. And, you know, Jay Ladner said this, they have the potential to be the best backcourt, one of the best backcourts in the country. I think at the very least best backcourt, in conference. You know, this team is filled with a lot of seniority and experience, and those guys are at the helm of it all.
Yeah, but again, the problem has been injury. And so you kind of watch them with bated breath. I mean, I know that's a difficult place to be in, but do you sense from what you've seen so far that they both appear to be healthy and feeling good?
Oh yeah, I mean they were all go yesterday at practice. They did a lot of, you know, full on 5-on-5 stuff. I mean, I think we got a taste of what the potential starting five could look like, and it was fun to watch. But you know, talking about last year, yeah, injuries was a lot of it, and you know, they were essentially doomed from the start when Nefta goes down 2 weeks before the season. They lose Lee Biot, who's one of their big men, so that, you know, had them kind of thin at that spot too. And then you add in the NCAA transfer policy with Curbelo, and he misses 10 games because a lawsuit has to happen. I mean, they were just doomed from the start last year. And the fact that they came out 500 in both conference and overall, honestly, is quite impressive. But you know, they bring back a lot of experience from last year.
And that just the overall health of their head coach as well.
Well, that was huge.
I mean, the fact that they didn't have him for the last month of the season, I mean, and just not even really an unknowing situation there for them, you know, that they were still able to come out, like you said, 500 was nothing short of incredible. And Andrew, we looked at the schedule yesterday while we were at basketball, and that schedule is there's not really any forgiveness in that schedule.
Yeah, I think the really glaring thing is there's just a lot of road games, and they have these strange patches where they're on the road for like four or five games, and then they're home for two games, and there's just not a lot of just not a lot of advantages on it. You get easy games that are on the road. It's a little different. I think this will be the most road games / neutral site games that they've played in the last couple of years from what I was looking at.
One of the things about basketball that's really tough to deal with is the fact that, and I go back to the Tindall years, which wasn't that long ago, but I mean, you had a team that won 30 games and didn't even get a sniff from the NCAA tournament. So it doesn't matter really how good – I mean, it does from an attendance standpoint, but it doesn't matter really how good your team is, because it all comes down to how good are you in the Sun Belt tournament.
Yeah.
And it's not just for Southern Miss. It's for any of the teams in the Sun Belt.
Alabama 2 years ago.
Yeah, the only way you're getting in is to win that Sun Belt tournament. And to me, that – and it's not Southern Miss's fault, but it just kind of takes away some of the luster – from cheering for a team, knowing that the only way you're going to go is if you win that tournament.
Yeah, I mean, then you know, let's take it back a notch. I mean, the Sun Belt is not the toughest conference in college basketball. I mean, last year you had two teams that, in kind of a rare instance, were kind of deserving. But, you know, one thing that has changed is, if I remember correctly, and somebody can fact check me, but I believe Sun Belt Commissioner Keith Gill is now on the executive committee to decide who gets at-large bids. So you could see that change. And, you know, if the Sun Belt's got two legit teams, that conversation's a little bit easier. But, you know, looking at Southern Miss's schedule, while it's, you know, there's definite games that can boost their, I guess it'd be their KenPom rating, RPI, for those of you who don't quite understand the basketball scheme of things, their strength of schedule. There's a couple games, but there's nothing in there that I think that would definitively give them a guaranteed at-large bid. They're going to have to win the conference.
Do they have the talent to do that?
I think they do. Yeah, for sure. You know, for two reasons. One, I really like who all they've brought in. Their transfer from Arkansas Little Rock and their other transfer from Miami, I think are going to be very good players for them. You bring back Denaje Harris, who seems to add an extra dimension to his game and is just bigger and stronger. And, you know, if Alvarez and Curbelo are healthy, there's a lot of possibilities. And you bring back Kobe Montgomery, who I think could have a case for himself in being the sixth man of the year. You tie into that and add into the fact that, like I said, the Sun Belt's not very tough. I don't see why they won't be towards the top of the standings. You know, JMU and Texas State and Arkansas State, or it's probably those three and Southern Miss battling out for the title when it comes to that final stretch.
Yeah, and they go on the road to James Madison to open Sun Belt play, I think, or maybe they play Marshall first. But I know that some of those road games are against those tougher opponents. But you mentioned the transfers, and I know that we were out there yesterday. Can you walk our listeners through some of those guys who they might be unfamiliar with, who will be starting in this fall?
Yeah, I got to think about it. Let's see, there's you might have to help me. I don't have the roster in front of me, Dima.
Oh, no. I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
You definitely did. Here, I got it. Give me 1 second. Okay, I got it now.
There you go.
You got Jonte Gordon.
Yes.
Mobile, Alabama. Let's see. Christian Watson's another one that's probably going to be a name to watch. He's the guy from Miami.
Yep.
John Wade, the third. Another guy that's going to kind of be one of their scorers, I would think. And then, gosh, I'm trying to remember.
I think that was the three transfers. Yeah, right there. So,
and
yeah,
guys, both of the big 7-footers are back.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, and like I said, you got the Najee Harris back, who could also play that big man role as well.
And Denaje Harris is definitely a lethal mid-range shooter. And Andrew, you might could correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I felt like watching the big man Tegra Eze, he looked a lot leaner than last year. He still had that big body presence, but he didn't look as big. He looked more muscular.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. You also got to remember, you know, he dealt with an injury. Yeah. You know, I know a lot of people were critical of him early on, but, you know, he was coming off of a broken wrist, and there's only so much you can do. And, you know, his ball skills and all those things kind of, you know, he had to get himself back into shape. And we did get to see that in probably the last 6-7 games of the season, where we kind of got to see what Tegra Eze is really about. Another injury, you know, that just held them back last year. I think they're – backcourt should be set. I think the, you know, they have the big man situation shirt up right now. I'm curious to see what Libiat's about. You know, he missed last year with an ACL, so they should have the depth there. I think the real question is, can they kind of have their score and have a true replacement for Austin Crowley, which I think they do have, but we'll have to wait and see.
Kelly, I'm not going to let my wife get around them. I think she intimidated those 2 7-footers with that picture she made with them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there's when they go inside and Miss Angela bangs on their kneecaps.
Oh, my word in heaven.
Yeah, it was just more than they could take. I mean, they didn't want any more of that.
They could have swatted her away like a mosquito.
Is this really live radio?
Well, Andrew, that sounds optimistic. We're going to have Coach Ladner on the show here in just a few minutes, but I think is it fair to say fans have reason to be optimistic right now about the basketball team?
Yeah, I think they want to be optimistic.
I want to be optimistic about something, Andrew.
But basketball, you know, the season both on both ledgers, the men and the women's side, the basketball season continues to get longer and longer.
Pretty long, that's for sure.
And it's no wonder that these men and women are getting injured.
Well, your point, I was saying, why don't they just bench everybody until about February? Then they can kind of get acclimated, and then you get to the tournament and you shoot your shot. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like the Eagles' first game, it's an exhibition game, but their first game is October 22nd.
Before Halloween.
Yeah, so you play October, November, December, January, February, March. And that's if you're one of the really good teams, you might sneak into April. That's 7 months out of the calendar. You know,
hey Andrew, always fun having you on the show, man. We really appreciate your input, and keep up the good work. You do a great job.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me back.
All right, Andrew Rabbity, everybody, and you guys are out there every day. Is it tougher for you, Dima, covering football?
Oh yeah. Well, I think it's just another thing about it, and I loved Andrew's opening segment, what he talked about. But you know, Will Hall's just such a great guy,
and
we all love him here, and it's just hard to see, like. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We want nothing more than him to succeed, and sometimes it just, you know, just doesn't happen. The Lord has it that way for some reason, and the Lord has things for Will Hall. Maybe that is here at Southern Miss. Maybe that means that he's going to turn around. I don't know. We don't know.
I had some high school coaches in the studio this morning. One, Neville Barr, who's been pretty successful, and he said there's always room for optimism, and there are 8 games left to play, so we'll take them one at a time. We'll be right back. Coach Jay Ladner joining the Eagle Hour.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, thanks to Andrew Abbey for joining us first half of the show. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. You know all about it, right? The Shadow of the Rock. Great place for lunch, dinner, and obviously the great place to catch the next Southern Miss athletic event. They'll be on every TV in the building. Jay Ladner needs no introduction to our audience. He's the head basketball coach at Southern Miss. And, Jay, we just got off the phone with Andrew Abbey, and I know that Dima was at practice yesterday. And, man, with your 2 point guards healthy, your 2 big 7-footers back healthy, and some really good-looking transfers, you got to be pretty optimistic right now, Coach.
Well, yeah, definitely. I don't want to get out over my skis, so to speak. And I'm always, unlike Juan Cardona, I'm always very, maybe a little more reserved, a little more from the Bear Bryant. Not in any way am I comparing myself to Bear Bryant, but at least in terms of making predictions and so forth. But I will say this. I think it is factual that I think overall we're more talented. I think we of course had some really good players last year. We just happen to have more of them. We've got better size. We had a much better off season due to the lack of the guys that were injured than we had the prior summer. And I'll use you mentioned the 7-footers. I'll use Tegra Izé. If anybody, you know, certainly the people that saw him play last year, he would fumble a lot of balls, get his hand on a rebound, drop a pass, couldn't secure, you know, balls that ended up bouncing to the other team's hand, whatever it may have been. And he was, of course, not very mobile. Not that he's the most athletic guy. He's not going to beat anybody in a 100-yard dash at any time. But, you know, last year he was coming off of a wrist injury, and it literally had a cast on his hand right up until about a week before our first game. And so he, you know, it was weak, it was stiff, but he's had a great off season. He's really reallocated his weight. He's trim. He looks like a basketball player, moving so much better. He's just playing with a high level of confidence. He's one example. I do think our strength and conditioning staff do a great, great job, really high level. And having the guys there that have cycled through for a year, of course, the guys that came in last year and then some of them, of course, multiple years, make such a big difference. But with that being said, we're certainly deeper than we've been. I think we're overall I'm certainly more talented. We're very experienced. You know, have four guys on our roster that have, well, used Denaje Harris. Denaje, people will probably remember Denaje. Denaje is in his seventh year of basketball. And that's kind of funny in the sense that he actually signed and played with Coach Sadler. He was of course, hurt, but through a combination of the COVID year, which, by the way, this will be the last year, that there'll be some extra years due to COVID, and then his knee injury, you know, he's back. But what you're going to see from him is, first of all, he's a very effective player for us 2 years ago, went to Arkansas, transferred to Arkansas last year, of course, came back, which we're tickled to death. It's his ability to score the ball. 2 years ago, he didn't have the confidence to shoot the basketball very much from outside. He's worked really hard, and he's to be honest with you, he's an outstanding outside shooter. So that's really developed to his game. And you mentioned our guard play, but I'm glad Andrew felt the same way. Of course, he was there like a lot of media guys. There were in our first day of practice yesterday, so it was good to hear that he had a good positive response as well.
Well, Coach, I can tell you that Tegra Izé would 100% beat Kelly Sanner in a 100-yard dash,
or a 50, but, or a 40,
or maybe even a 5.
Yeah. Look, y'all need to get off. Y'all got to get off Kelly's back. Kelly's a good man.
I don't run fast. I run smart.
There you go.
No, you just don't run. Period.
Which makes me smart. Right, Coach. I want to ask you about the length of the season. We talked about this with Andrew. You know, with the fact that your first game is October 22nd, albeit an exhibition game. If you're where you want to be, you're playing well into March. That's 6 months on the calendar.
Yeah.
Plus the month prior to your first game, you guys are already practicing. I mean, has there ever been a move afoot to? And with all due respect, just from a physical standpoint and wear and tear on these kids' bodies, to shorten the basketball season a little bit?
It's a long season, Kelly. It is really at every level. It's by far the longest season. I know, I came through the ranks and coached in high school for a long time. And, you know, back in those days, like, the basketball season was 15 weeks and football season was 10. I mean, you went a whole nother 5 weeks, and that's before you ever even got into the playoffs. If you got into the playoffs, it would extend it by a week. So it's per round, you know. So it's a long season. You have to be very conscious. I know over time I've changed my philosophy. We used to just grind the heck out of them early, kind of the old football mentality of two-a-days and three-a-days and just grind the heck out of them. But you know what? If you're really thinking, in my opinion, and how I've changed my philosophy is, you know, if you want to be a team that's playing its best basketball in March, you gotta take it a little bit slower in terms of condition. A player, an athlete's right. legs are much like a racehorse, and if you push that horse every single day, you'll eventually break him, and he can't. His legs won't be fresh enough to race,
right.
And it's the same thing with a basketball player. So you're making a great point. I don't know of any legislation to reduce the number of games. I will say it's changed a lot. You know, back in the 80s, of course, I have a bad habit of always referring back to my playing time, but we didn't begin practice till October 15th. And, I mean,
right.
we couldn't do anything
right.
up till that time. You know, you couldn't, other than just going in there and shooting on your own, and most of the time we spent that in the old sports arena.
Yeah,
but other than that, you couldn't do anything. You would start October 15th. So, you know, we would still be a couple weeks away from beginning, maybe 3 weeks away from even beginning practice. And then, Kelly, we wouldn't start playing until around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving
so
weekend,
late
usually.
November.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and so times have really changed. They, you know, it, of course, it's a – in a lot of places, it's a big revenue sport,
right.
And of course, I think it is for us too. But it's a long, long season, and then if you combine the fact of the off season now, because of the emphasis on academics, and I'm fine with it, we have our players year round, so that they don't get a break. We don't get a break. The coaching staff doesn't ever get a break. It really runs for 12 months, and it just really seems like just the other day we were playing, of course, last
yeah.
year. But
real quick, Coach.
I'm blessed to be coaching. I always say it's better than, you know, roofing houses.
Hey, so, real quick.
And that's no affront to my friends that are roof houses.
Hey, Dima wants to get a quick question, but real quick, any chance, because NEFTA is so tight with Bad Bunny, that we're going to get Bad Bunny to sing the national anthem, and furthermore that Bob Getty could meet Bad Bunny and realize okay. that he is a real person?
Let's move on to Demas'
question.
You know,
I actually brought that up last year. I said, Neff, man, what a great fundraiser if we could rent our football stadium, M.M. Roberts, and now this shows you how little I know, and I said, do you think we could get Bad Bunny to come do a show maybe in split the ticket sales with us? He just started laughing. He said our stadium wasn't near big enough. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing something. You know, he said, Coach, he's not going to play in anything that small.
Like, okay. Coach, I know you talked about this yesterday, but I wanted, for our listeners who probably didn't hear that, obviously the diagnosis of Brett Favre yesterday that he announced, you're very close to him. What was kind of your reaction and kind of that story of you finding out?
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, Demon. Brett wouldn't mind me, I don't think, sharing this now, as he actually told me, you know, it was a couple of months ago now. And to be honest with you, I was a little surprised. Of course, he didn't have to ask me anything, but I was, you know, a little surprised it came out yesterday in that forum. Of course, I can also see that he was trying to paint the whole picture of kind of what was going on and why that, I think he was using that to say that why he wouldn't in any way ever be involved with knowingly, you know, taking funds and so forth from disadvantaged people. I think that was his whole point. But anyway, it's really sad. I mean, you know, you start thinking about a guy like Brett and truly, no matter, it's become a polarizing issue with the funding for that. Man, if people really knew the truth, they would know that would be the furthest thing from what he would ever be involved with. But it's a guy that probably played tackle football since he was probably in the fifth grade. You know, six or seven years of elementary school, junior high, high school, 4 years at Southern Miss, and then, you know, 20 years in the pros, and took numerous hits, played football in the old-fashioned physical way. And to know that, you know, somebody that you're real close to has that, and it's kind of what that leads to, it's really scary. So my thoughts and prayers. I know today he's actually out in. I'm not going to mention where he
Coach,
is.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Coach, but we're up against the heartbreak. Appreciate you being on the show, sir, and we'll have you back on soon.
Look forward to being on again, and thank y'all so much.
Day ladder, everybody.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are fine. And their new Genesis showroom is too. It's on Highway 98 West. Kevin and the guys would love to see you come pay a visit. Whether you're in the market for a car or not, go by Genesis of Hattiesburg and see really what the future, I think, of auto dealers looks like. DBAT sponsors this segment of the show. Great place for baseball, softball training. Luke Reynolds is the manager, and it is a state-of-the-art facility with a wonderful pro shop. If you've got some ball players in your family and you want to do some early holiday shopping, I would suggest a visit to the pro shop, DBAT on Hardy Street.
I actually saw some of the Southern Miss baseball players last night, Bob, and I know you'll be shocked when I tell you I saw them at a local eatery, which is where I frequent.
Did you manage to get them to pay for your meal?
No, oh, okay. I didn't.
You're slipping.
Well, I mean, if they pooled their money, they couldn't have paid my bill.
Needless to say, this is a buffet.
No, it wasn't. That's what I was saying.
Really?
If they pooled their money there. Wow. But one of the things I noticed about our Southern Miss baseball players,
they're big.
They're the size of our football players. Yeah. These guys are massive.
They're big.
Yeah, baseball players didn't used to be that big.
Well,
but
they're a big bunch of guys.
Big boys.
Sure.
Yeah.
How long to baseball?
I'm sorry. I regret.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, so we got some scores and then some upcoming scores. Women's soccer was in action on Saturday. They played at James Madison. They lost 7-2 for their first conference game. Track and cross country was canceled this week. They were at a pre-regional meet down at Florida State. Men's golf will be on the road in Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin, this weekend. They're going to be at the Badger Invitational. That's the University of Wisconsin course. Women's volleyball hits the road to go to Louisiana Monroe this weekend as well. They will be on the road with the Lady Warhawks to give them. They have two sets of games there. So, and then men's tennis is at the Golden Eagle in Fall Invitational, which is their annual startup tennis thing that they do. So that's the Golden Eagle Fall Invitational, men's September 27th. That's an all day event, Kelly. Women's soccer is back in action September 25th, which is today. And they play 4 p.m. on the road at South Alabama.
Another conference game. Yeah,
they look to get back on track. So for women's soccer there.
So South Al and James, what was it, Bob?
James Dam Madison. They just win everything.
You're really starting to develop an admonishment of.
I'm tired of hearing about Jay. No matter who we talk to about, well, I think James Madison will be really good.
Yeah, what about the Checkers
well,
team?
Well, that's a shocker.
The Tiddlywinks team. Oh, James Madison.
James Madison's got to be the favorite. There's no doubt about that.
I did see that there was a chess team, and James Madison was number one or something
country. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're not going to beat our esports teams. I'll tell you that.
I did hear him say the other day on the broadcast that Jacksonville State won the national championship in bowling.
Yes.
Really? They beat James Madison for the finals.
Did they?
Oh, okay. Does that mean that ULM won the unicycle basketball tournament?
I don't know.
I keep up with that now. No,
see?
Actually, I don't.
See?
There is also some developing news. Yesterday, I was called a liberal on Twitter.
Yeah, I wanted to address that. I'm glad you brought that up. You didn't tell me you were a liberal when I hired you, Damon.
Well, I saw that he called me a liberal on Twitter, and I DM'd him, and I said, hey, I can give you some free health care, and he refused. So I don't know what it was.
So you wore that Trump shirt just as a mirage when you first came in here, right?
I don't know. I can neither confirm or deny I was in such shirt.
Call you anything but a liberal, right?
Yeah. That just tells me that you do not listen to this show.
This kid is anything but a liberal. He is not a liberal.
I'm glad that he's politically active, too.
I am, too.
You know?
I followed
politics ever since I was 11 years old, for those who do not know. It's been my number one passion besides sports.
Well, isn't that your minor, political science?
No, that's my major. That's what I'm going to school to be a politician.
It truly is a blood sport, right?
Yeah, I think it's more fun than sports.
So you're going.
Interesting. I got to tell you, back when in another lifetime ago, Demon, when I was a TV reporter, there was nothing I liked more than covering politics.
It's fun. It's a game. Yeah, people don't understand it.
So you're going to college to learn how to be a politician.
Supposedly. I don't think I've actually gained that.
Do they have like lying 101 and lying 201 and
no,
lying 301?
I'm in line 606.
Oh, okay.
I'm voting for you, Damon. I don't know what you're running for, but you got my vote, bro.
Every politician has brown eyes, and I think we all know why. It doesn't matter what the office is, right?
Well, speaking of blood sports, nothing this weekend. What are you guys going to do Saturday with no Southern Miss football to follow?
Hey, we got the Buckeyes on Saturday night.
So. Are they playing a college team this week?
No, I told you they're playing the Franciscan Nuns.
Are they?
Yeah.
Shout out to Sam Sklar. We're playing the Spartans.
Michigan
State.
I'm going out to Cali for the weekend.
He's always on the move, isn't he?
Yeah.
Cali.
Well, I told you.
Have you noticed this? Cali and the ATL and
I have to keep moving, Dima. That's how Lincoln got it, sitting still. You got it. That's Abraham Lincoln. Look it up in your history books.
Okay. I was actually the only one to laugh at a joke last night. My pastor was, or a pastor who's teaching a Bible study I was at, said Abraham Lincoln didn't know how to use the internet. Not a single soul laughed, and I'm over here going, ha, ha, ha. He's like, thank you to the one guy who knows his history.
Well, I'm sure the people in the crowd were afraid Abraham Lincoln would have been upset with them for laughing.
Yeah. Honest Abe.
I had a joke.
So you're going to the Avocado buffet?
Going to go to San Francisco on Friday night, then to Napa on Saturday, and to Davis on Sunday, California, doing a little, opening up for Prince or a Prince lookalike.
I've heard enough.
You're not going with him, are you?
No chance.
No, me neither.
Avocado's here.
We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.